Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Welcome back to our coverage. We're down at Downings. We're at the foot of the Atlantic Drive. Supposed to be the third stage for today, but it has been cancelled, and it's been cancelled early because we have a blockage and a stoppage on the stage, which means we also have a new rally leader. Josh Moffat is the new rally leader. We'll tell you the story as to what happened to Matt Edwards and David Moynihan. About 600 or 700 metres into the stage, their Citroën C3 slipped off the road. They had enough. It was a big one too, but both the driver in Matt Edwards and the navigator David Moynihan are okay, but the decision has been made to stop the stage, to cancel the first run round at Atlantic Drive. So another of the big names, another of the leading contenders on the Jewel Donegal International Rally here on day three, the final day, the Sunday morning, have fallen away and are out of this event. Callum Devine, of course, led after day two yesterday, led for most of the rally basically, up until this morning into Gartan, and he probably got his tire choice wrong. He overshot a chicane. Now, he overshot it at high speed, so he did, and he cleaned the bales in the chicane. He damaged the car that much that he was unable to continue, and that handed the lead to the Englishman, Matt Edwards, who is a three-time British rally champion. Josh Moffat was the quickest in Gartan by 6 seconds from the chasing pack, but Edwards had taken control of this rally. So basically he led from the end of Gartan and they drove the road section to the end of Atlantic Drive because there was no High Glen in the morning loop, and that lead that Edwards had lasted about 600 or 700 metres. Unfortunately, his event coming to an end. The off was a big one, but both Matt and David Moynihan are okay, but the rally officials have decided to bring a halt to the stage, and decided to cancel the stage. So the crews are all now going to go back to service, which is at Kiltoy at the old Unify site in Letterkenny. So another big story, Matt Edwards making an exit from the Jewel Donegal International Rally. So with all that going on, unofficially now, Josh Moffat, the championship leader of the Tarmac Series, along with Andy Hayes as navigator, are now the leaders of this event. They have a very, very slender 1 second advantage over Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble, the Hyundai ahead of the Volkswagen Polo of Fisher. Then too, it seems to be you're going to battle it out for the Donegal title over the final loop this afternoon. Promoted up to third now, Sam Moffat, 48 seconds adrift of Fisher. Fourth is Marian Evans, 6.4 adrift of Moffat. Declan Boyle, he now currently sits in fifth position with Kevin Gallagher up to seventh, leading the modified category in seventh. Gary Jennings is in eighth, 12 seconds behind Kevin Gallagher. And then we've got James Stafford in the Darien, a further half a minute back. Kevin Gallagher, as we know, is leading in the modified category, class 14. He has an advantage of 43.7 seconds in that category with three stages to go. We just have to make a note on one man that was very impressive on Gartan on the opening stage today. Mark Alcorn and James McNulty, they were sitting 20th overall going into the action on day three. Mark Alcorn, the Gartan stage, that's his back door, that's his home patch. The stage passes his front door, so it does. 8 minutes, 0.2 seconds from Mark Alcorn in that stage. The quickest time in Gartan was Josh Moffat, 7.51. Mark Alcorn in a Mark II Escort two-wheel drive was the third quickest car on Gartan this morning. A phenomenal drive by Mark Alcorn on his home patch down there in that Mark II Escort. So that's the state of play at the moment. I'm just sitting down looking onto the bay in Downings at the foot of the Atlantic Drive. It is overcast. It is cloudy. The rain, thankfully, has stayed away. There may be a spitz of rain maybe throughout the later periods in the afternoon. But it's been a dramatic morning, to say the least, on an early part of the afternoon as well, on day three of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. Callum Devine met his exit on Gartan. Matt Edwards has met his exit on Atlantic Drive. And with three stages to go, with a new leader in the form of Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, by just 1 second from Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble. The car to come back to service in Letterkenny, and that final loop on the 2022 Jules Donegal International Rally will get underway just after 3 o'clock, when the first car there will be Josh Moffat to start Special Stage 18.